Luke 19, verses 1 to 9. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham."
Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. It's no overstatement to say that in their day, tax collectors like Zacchaeus were among the least popular people in Israel. Tax collectors were known for cheating people out of money. They had a reputation for being corrupt. They'd collect more money they needed and keep the extra for themselves. Worse still, they worked for the oppressive Roman Empire, so they would have been despised as traitors who love money and possessions more than people. But for Zacchaeus, his whole life changed in that wonderful God-ordained moment when he met with Jesus. You get the feeling that it wasn't just Zacchaeus's finances that were affected. His transformed heart would have led to different expressions of outward generosity and a restoration of relationships with people he had wronged. Sure, they may have questions, but they would have seen that the transformation was authentic. Why was Zacchaeus suddenly able to loosen his grip on his money and his things? Because he had found something of infinitely greater worth. This true story reminds us what happens when sinful, greedy man comes face to face with a generous God. Our focus shifts. Our priorities are realigned. What seemed important before is now shown for what it really is: faded, dull, and temporary. Earthly things lose their shine, and eternal glory of knowing Jesus, spending time with him, and becoming more like him become our reason for living. When we have a genuine encounter with the person of Jesus, we are undone. He transforms us from the inside out. Because when we receive grace like this, how could we ever stay the same?